Good morning. You're listening to the KPCW Local News Hour. It's 8:31. My next guest I have on the line, it is Jeff Jones. He's the Economic Development Director for Summit County, and he is here to talk to us a little bit about 2019 and then also a recent presentation made to the governor's office. Welcome, Jeff. Welcome, Jeff.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, hi, how are you? Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Yes, yeah, so tell us about the county presented its economic development plan to the governor on December 18th. Talk to us a little bit about that, and why did Summit County present this to the governor? And what was involved in the presentation?
Okay, well, the governor last year began what he called his 25,000 jobs initiative, which were to facilitate the creation of 25,000 jobs in rural Utah over the next 4 years. And so the governor had been visiting every county, every rural county within the state, and asked each county to consolidate their economic development strategic plans in a way in which they could evaluate those and see whether or not there were areas where we could potentially partner.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, I had to step away and shut the door because there was way too much chatter going on. So the counties, let's talk a little bit about the county's unemployment rate. It's currently 3%. Is that good compared to other parts of the state? I know that there's a labor shortage for many resort communities around the country. Where does that stand, and how does it compare with past winter periods?
3% is a very low unemployment rate. I think we actually dipped down sometime during the year, even lower to like 2.7. And the rate in along the Wasatch Front is also quite low, in the threes. Wasatch County, you know, the same kind of thing. So that puts a tremendous strain on the finding available bodies to fill employment opportunities. And that's why when you go from, you know, whether you're in Kimball Junction or Park City or any of the other communities that have such low unemployment rates, you see help wanted signs in almost every business.
Yeah, so the goals that that Summit County has for 2019 include transportation, workforce housing, environmental stewardship, and mental health services. I guess the first two, transportation and workforce housing, would probably have a pretty significant impact on, you know, attracting more workers to the area.
Right. Well, if you don't have places, if your resident population, if you're already dipped down below, say, 5% threshold in unemployment, then it's very hard to find people unless you can attract people. And the only way you can attract people is if there are housing opportunities that are available for workers. And we have a number of situations, and, you know, you don't have to reach out very far where, you know, because of the quality of the community that we live in, where people are very excited about an employment opportunity. They say, I really want that job and looking forward to moving out there. And then when they start digging in to find out how much it costs for housing or the availability of housing, then a lot of times there's a second call. And that call is, I really wanted to make it work, but I'm unable to do so.
What is our workforce housing inventory like in Summit County?
We have approximately on workforce deed restricted units, we have about 1,000 units within both Summit County and Park City combined within the county.
And what are their goals along those lines for the next year, 2 years?
Well, the Park City adopted their housing goal to build 800 units over the next 5 years. And within Summit County, we haven't adopted a goal. We've completed an assessment that showed that we had you know, a significant need to build additional workforce housing going forward, but our council was still trying to work out exactly how we should do that and where we should do that at.
With our service industry, I mean, let's get down to the brass tacks of it. Do we pay enough in the service industry for people to afford to live and work here?
Without the subsidy involved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that kind of goes to the heart of the issue, is that that's our largest sector. Is like food and accommodation is our largest employment sector. It's also the sector that contributes the most to our gross regional product. So, you know, that particular sector is generating the most money within our county, but the big largest percentage of workers within that particular industry group do not live in Summit County.
So the four major goals are transportation, workforce housing, environmental stewardship, and mental health services, as we mentioned. But what area has the county done best in, do you think?
Well, I think that, like anything else, that, you know, you don't just seize on one particular item. I think that you have to look at it. If you're building an economy, you try to do so in a holistic fashion. And so the investments that have been made in infrastructure, in transportation, I think have been really solid, and those have been really helpful. And I think that investments in placemaking, which is part of the open space acquisition, have been really helpful. And some of the other areas that the council has identified as important key areas along the lines of mental health, you know, we've only been at that a short period of time. So we're still learning about that and trying to figure out, you know, how we can improve that situation within the county, and also how we can partner with the state and others in order to try to make those things happen.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Klein Dolly parcel, because that's right next to Jeremy Elementary, and there has been some discussion about workforce housing, or not workforce housing necessarily as a affordable or attainable housing that would go in there. Is that still part of the overall plan?
Well, I think that that's something that our council is going to work through this year. There's also some other needs that have been identified, such as assisted living facility or independent living facility that have been talked about for that particular location. And so as the year progresses and we go through our strategic planning effort, then we'll probably have better refined goals as to which direction we're going to head with that. And I also think that with the work that's being done on the Kimball Junction neighborhood plan, that there's an opportunity there as well to expand some use types and to incorporate some workforce housing in that location as well.
Okay, and then also on the west side, this side of the county, a major item is improving the tourism industry. What about the tech park at Kimball Junction? Does that have potential to increase the economic base?
Yeah, I think the tech park has tremendous, there's a tremendous opportunity there. And some of the things that I think have been challenging to the tech park are the way in which there's a limited number of uses that are allowed there, and we need to explore expanding that list of uses. We also need to find ways to entitle property a little more quickly, because when decisions need to be made by boards, corporate boards, about where they're going to locate to, they need a better level of predictability so they can get into the marketplace quickly. And so hopefully, you know, in the years going forward, we're going to be able to, as we go through the neighborhood planning process, identify the uses that we want in that area and how to build upon those and create a system that works a little better for everyone.
Okay. Now, the economic presentation, was that done from all counties? Did all counties throughout the state do this same presentation to the governor's office?
I don't know. Counties did, but all the counties that were identified as rural made a presentation to the governor. And I'm very grateful to the governor and his staff for taking the time to meet with our council and some of our partners. I mean, it was clear in the meeting that, you know, we all have a stake in the shape of one another's lives. So the pursuit of common good is something we need to continually cultivate. And I think that type of meeting is helpful to do that.
Yeah. You know, it's not uncommon to hear folks around town and throughout the county talk about just stopping development, like put a moratorium on it, put a stop to it for a certain amount of time or forever. I mean, some people talk about that. What really will the state allow in terms of a county to guide its own destiny?
Well, I think the county certainly does that now. The state has not stepped in and said, you know, you have to do these things. And it's our plan that the governor and his staff asked us to review with them. And, you know, that's what we did. And there are areas that I think that we share in common, like the Olympics, the potential for the Olympics coming up, wildland protection, infrastructure upgrades. These are things that are important to some county, but they're also important to the governor and his people and to the state of Utah. And so those are the areas that I think we try to build upon.
What state programs, if any, are helping the Summit County right now or could help you?
Some of the programs that we utilize are the Enterprise Zone that are there. We've used those to, in Colville, we had a building that was vacant for several years and created an enterprise zone and, found a user for that particular building. They were able to take advantage of the enterprise zone.
Will you explain what the enterprise zone is?
Recycling tax credits have also been used within the area. And the CDBG program, of course, is, that's a pass-through program that comes through Mount Lands Association of Governments is a program that we utilize for infrastructure upgrade.
Jeff, could you explain some of this? Would you explain what the Enterprise Zone is, as well as the CDBG?
The Enterprise Zone is a tax credit program so that if you invest certain amounts of money, say, into a building that's been vacant for a number of years, then you can take a tax credit off your taxes. You can also, those are also available for if you create a certain number of jobs that pay above the county average, then you can also receive a credit for doing so. And so we have within the county, we have an enterprise zone that we set up, I think my first year here, that covers the entire non-incorporated county area. And then there are several cities within Summit County that also have an enterprise zone. Park City has an enterprise zone overlay. City of Camas added an enterprise zone, and they used that in a recent expansion for one of their businesses in Camas.
Okay.
And I think the city of Hennifer, town of Hennifer, also has an enterprise zone as well, if memory serves me correctly, in addition to the one that we set up, helped to set up in Colville.
Okay, and then you also mentioned an acronym, CDBG. What is that?
Right. That's a community development block grant that are federal grants that are passed down to states and flow into the area. And so those are administered by Mountain Lands Association of Governments for our region. And various jurisdictions make application for water improvements, sewer improvements. And of course, you know, that's how a lot of small towns throughout Utah are able to find monies in order to enhance their infrastructure.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to wrap this up. Anything else you'd like to say about the upcoming year, 2019, where your goals are and what you're doing?
Well, this next year, you know, I want to complete a new economic development strategy for the east side of Summit County. And I want to do that in cooperation with the cities and towns on the east side. And I think the approach will be a little different than has been done historically. And that there will be a number of elements that will be helpful to those jurisdictions. So I look forward to launching that. I also will be teaching my third entrepreneurial class this next year, a program called Who Owns the Ice House? And we'll kick that off in the city of Camas this coming year. And look forward to doing that. I limit that to 10 students. And that's always it's a 16-week program, and look forward to working with entrepreneurs within our region. And then also helping our arts, beauty, and culture group. I was very impressed with the Project ABC and would like to spend more time helping that group implement that particular strategy, because that's also a big part of our regional economy.
Mm-hmm. And part of the Arts and Culture District also happening here in Park City.
Exactly.
Bonanza. Yeah. So how can people find out more about your entrepreneurial class? Do you have a website?
They go to our webpage. I'll be putting up new information about the sign-up process. There's a sign-up sheet that you can do online.
SummitCounty.org?
Go to the economic development webpage for Summit County. And I will be updating that with the new dates and curriculum, and look forward to getting that launched. I would like to start that in February and usually teach that Thursday night. Historically, that's when I've done that. And now that we've got the new library building complete, we'll probably teach it at the library in Camas. And it's a fun opportunity. And, you know, we have a lot of people in Summit County that are classified as what we call extended proprietorship, where people, they have a primary job that they earn their living at, but they've got a side hustle going on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so this is the perfect kind of training to kind of help people think about the entrepreneurial mindset and ways in which they, just the thought processes involved in trying to launch their particular business or idea.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jeff Jones. We appreciate you giving us a call on this New Year's Eve morning, and have a great and happy 2019.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. That's Jeff Jones. He is the Economic Development Director for Summit County.